ಶ್ರೀಲ ಅದ್ವೈತಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು, ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಆದಿಲೀಲಾ 6th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತಾಚಾರ್ಯ, ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 12. ಜಗತ ಮಂಗಳ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಮಂಗಳ ಗುಣ ಧಾಮ ಮಂಗಳ ಚರಿತ್ರ ಸದಾ ಮಂಗಳ ಜಾರ ನಾಮ. ಜಗತ ಮಂಗಳ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಮಂಗಳ ಗುಣ ಧಾಮ ಮಂಗಳ ಚರಿತ್ರ ಸದಾ ಮಂಗಳ ಜಾರ ನಾಮ. ಜಗತ ಮಂಗಳ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಮಂಗಳ ಗುಣ ಧಾಮ ಮಂಗಳ ಚರಿತ್ರ ಸದಾ ಮಂಗಳ ಜಾರ ನಾಮ. ಜಗತ ಮಂಗಳ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಮಂಗಳ ಗುಣ ಧಾಮ ಮಂಗಳ ಚರಿತ್ರ ಸದಾ ಮಂಗಳ ಜಾರ ನಾಮ. ಜಗತ ಮಂಗಳ ದ್ವೈತ ಮಂಗಳ ಗುಣ ಧಾಮ ಮಂಗಳ ಚರಿತ್ರ ಸದಾ ಮಂಗಳ ಜಾರ ನಾಮ. ಜಗತ ಮಂಗಳ ದ್ವೈತ ಮಂಗಳ ಗುಣ ಧಾಮ ಮಂಗಳ ಚರಿತ್ರ ಸದಾ ಮಂಗಳ ಜಾರ ನಾಮ. ಜಗತ ಮಂಗಳ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಮಂಗಳ ಗುಣ ಧಾಮ ಮಂಗಳ ಚರಿತ್ರ ಸದಾ ಮಂಗಳ ಜಾರ ನಾಮ. ಮಾತಾಜಿ, ಜಗತ ಮಂಗಳ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಮಂಗಳ ಗುಣ ಧಾಮ ಮಂಗಳ ಚರಿತ್ರ ಸದಾ ಮಂಗಳ ಜಾರ ನಾಮ. ಜಗತ ಮಂಗಳ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಮಂಗಳ ಗುಣ ಧಾಮ ಮಂಗಳ ಚರಿತ್ರ ಸದಾ ಮಂಗಳ ಜಾರ ನಾಮ. ವಾರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್, ಜಗತ ಮಂಗಳ ಆಲ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ಅದ್ವೈತ ಅದ್ವೈತಾಚಾರ್ಯ, ಮಂಗಳ ಗುಣಧಾಮ ದಿ ರಿಸರ್ವೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಅಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್, ಮಂಗಳ ಚರಿತ್ರ ಆಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್, ಸದಾ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಮಂಗಳ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್, ಯಾರ ನಾಮ ಹೂಸ್ ನೇಮ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪಾರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಅಭಯಚರಣ ಅರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್, ಬಿಂಗ್ ಎ ರಿಸರ್ವೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಅಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್, ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಹೀಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ಸ್, ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೇಮ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್, ಬಿಂಗ್ ಎ ರಿಸರ್ವೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಅಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್, ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಹೀಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ಸ್, ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ and name are all always auspicious. Purport. Sri Advaita Prabhu, who is an incarnation of Mahavishnu, is an acharya or teacher. All his activities and all the other activities of Vishnu are auspicious. Anyone who can view the all auspiciousness in the pastimes of Lord Vishnu also become auspicious simultaneously. Therefore, since Lord Vishnu is the fountainhead of auspiciousness, anyone who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu can render the greatest service to human society. Rejected persons of the material world who refuse to understand pure devotional service as the eternal function of the living entities and as actual liberation of the living beings from conditioned life become bereft of all devotional service because of their poor fund of knowledge. In the teachings of Advaita Prabhu, there is no question of fruitive activities or impersonal liberation, bewildered by the spell of the material energy. However, persons who could not understand that Advaita Prabhu is non-different from Vishnu wanted to follow him with their impersonal conceptions. The attempt of Advaita Prabhu to punish them is also auspicious. Lord Vishnu and his activities can bestow all good fortune directly and indirectly. In other words, being favored by Lord Vishnu and being punished by the Lord Vishnu are one and the same, because all the activities of Lord Vishnu are absolute. According to some, Mangala was also another name of Advaita Prabhu. As the causal incarnation or Lord Vishnu's incarnation for a particular occasion, he is the supply agent or ingredient in material nature. However, he is never to be considered material. All his activities are spiritual. Anyone who hears about and glorifies him becomes glorified himself. For such activities free one from all kinds of misfortune. One should not invest any material contamination or impersonalism in the Vishnu form. Everyone should try to understand the real identity of Lord Vishnu, for by such knowledge one can attain the highest stage of perfection. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam jena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam Dadati swapadantikam Vande aham Sri Guru Sri Juta padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnambhamscha Sri rupam sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatha Nitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitang Sabadhutang Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitangscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Se Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जगत मंगल द्वैत मंगल गुणधाम, मंगल चरित्र सदा मंगल जरनाम। बींग ए रिजर्वेयर ऑफ ऑल ऑस्पिशियस एट्रीब्यूट्स, श्री अद्वैत आचार्य इज ऑल ऑस्पिशियस फॉर द वर्ल्ड। हिज कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स एक्टिविटीज एंड नेम आर ऑल ऑलवेज ऑस्पिशियस। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। इन दिस पंचतत्व थ्री ऑफ देम आर इन विष्णु तत्व, से चैतन्य महाप्रभु, नित्यानंद प्रभु एंड अद्वैताचार्य। महाप्रभु is appeared as devotee and Nityananda is his expansion, Bhakta Swarupa, and the incarnation of devotee is Advaita Acharya, Bhakta Avataram. Sivastakura is a devotee and his energy is Gadadhar Pandit. So कृष्णदास कविराज सेज एक महाप्रभु आर प्रभु दुई जन, दुई प्रभु सेबे महाप्रभुर चरण। एक महाप्रभु, हु इज वन महाप्रभु, से गौरांग महाप्रभु, एंड हु इज दुई प्रभु, हु इज नित्यानंद प्रभु एंड अद्वैताचार्य, टू मेन ब्रांचेस ऑफ चैतन्य ट्री। दुई प्रभु सेबे महाप्रभुर चरण, बोथ दे सर्व चैतन्य महाप्रभु। सो अद्वैताचार्य इज वन ऑफ द प्रिंसिपल ब्रांचेस ऑफ चैतन्य ट्री एंड ही इज कंसिडर्ड एज एन इनकर्नेशन ऑफ महाविष्णु। एज इन प्रीवियस वर्स इन दिस चैप्टर टू वर्स कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी कंपोज फॉर अद्वैत आचार्य टू डिस्क्राइब हु इज अद्वैत आचार्य। महाविष्णु जगत्कर्ता माययाय सृजति यदः तस्यावतार एवायम् अद्वैत आचार्य ईश्वरः। लॉर्ड अद्वैत आचार्य इज द इनकर्नेशन ऑफ महाविष्णु, हुज मेन फंक्शन इज टू क्रिएट द कॉस्मिक वर्ल्ड थ्रू द एक्शन ऑफ माया। अद्वैतम हरिणाद्वैतात् आचार्यम भक्ति संसनात् भक्तावतारमिसं तम अद्वैत आचार्यमाश्रये। बिकॉज ही इज नॉन डिफरेंट फ्रॉम हरि द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, ही इज कॉल्ड अद्वैत, एंड बिकॉज ही प्रोपागेट्स द कॉल्ट ऑफ डिवोशन, ही इज कॉल्ड आचार्य। ही इज द लॉर्ड एंड द इनकर्नेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड्स डिवोटी, देयरफॉर आई टेक शेल्टर ऑफ him. So, but if you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, then you see Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing Advaita Acharya as Sadashiva or incarnation of Sadashiva, Shankara. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Shantipur on the special day of Madhavendra Puri's disappearance day, and when Mahaprabhu saw a huge arrangement for the Madhavendra Puri disappearance day function, then Mahaprabhu also told Advaita Acharya, you are hiding your identity. You are actually Lord Shiva or Shankara himself. Otherwise, how you are able to organize such a huge festival? It is not possible for a human being to organize such festival. So, to combine the both opinions, the Ishan Thakur, one of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, and he wrote Advaita Prakash about the biography of Advaita Acharya, that book, Advaita Prakash. So he told, he taking the both view. His Mahavishnu also, his Sadashiv. He is also Lord Shiva, or Sadashiv in Golok, Vrindavan. It is mentioned that actually when this Kali Yuga appeared, so Lord Shiva, being the greatest of all Vaishnavas, he was very compassionate and he was meditating on the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna to find some way how to deliver these conditioned souls in this age of Kali. Being pleased with Lord Shiva's meditation, Mahavishnu appeared in front of him. Sisi Gaurnitaya ki jai, Sisi Krishna Balaram, Sisi Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. So when Mahavishnu appeared in front of Lord Shiva, then Mahavishnu told, oh Lord Shiva, you and myself, we are non-different from each other. So in this way they embrace each other. Lord Sadashiva and, sorry, Shiva and Mahavishnu. Then suddenly a unique personality appeared. He is known as Advaita. He is non-different from the Supreme Lord Mahavishnu. At the same time, he is also a devotee incarnation. So that's why he is both Mahavishnu and also Shiva. Because Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining him as Shiva or Shankara. And he is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing his incarnation of Mahavishnu. Actually, Mahavishnu has two functions. Efficient, he is a two efficient cause and also material cause. Advaita Acharya is mentioned as the incarnation of the material cause. He is a supplier of all material ingredients for this creation. And so in this way, we can see who is Advaita Acharya. Today his appearance, he appeared in this material world to help Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes of Sankirtan, pastimes. His father was Kubera Mishra, mother Labha Devi. That is according to Bhakti Ratnakar. It is in Magha Shukla Saptami Tithi today. Today is Magha Shukla Saptami Tithi. Or January, 6th January, February 6th. This is the Magha, month of Magha. And his birthplace was Navagram in Sihat district. Kubera Mishra and Labha Devi, they were worshipping Lord Shiva for a long time to get a son or get a child. So, hearing their prayer, finally, Lord Shiva appeared as their son. And his early name, his father kept his name as Kamalakya, as his verse is telling, Prabhupada also writing that. Another name of Advaita Acharya is Mangala Tara Nama. One name is also Mangala. He was very talented from his very childhood. He finished within 3 years all the Sanskrit Vyakaranas and all the Alankars, all this. He became a very great learned Sanskrit Pandit. Everyone was astonished how it is possible. Within 3 years he mastered also different branches of knowledge. And his father arranged Advaita or Kamalakya to study with King's son. They together, King's son, the king of Navagram, his name is Divya Singha. And Advaita and Kamalakya, they are going together to study to a special school. And in the way there was Kali temple, Goddess Kali's temple. And when the king's son always pay obeisances, but Advaita Acharya never, or Kamalakya never pay any obeisances to Kali, Goddess Kali. So one day the prince chastised him. You are not paying obeisances to Mother Kali. Like this, Advaita Kamalakya told, by paying obeisances to Krishna, I am paying obeisances to everyone. He is only master for me. He is my lord. So now the king's son become angry. You are trying to chastise, to tell some harsh word to the king's son. Immediately he fainted himself, Advaita, and king's son, the prince, was fainted, and it looks as if he has already died. So many people came there, the king himself came, and so everyone was crying how the prince now suddenly died. So when everyone was in a morous condition, everyone was just crying everywhere, everyone shouting. So Advaita told, don't worry, I am making him alive again. He just asked for some salagram charanamita he brought from his home and just sprinkle the salagram charanamita on that prince's body and chanted loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So immediately the king's son woke up. So now everyone is telling, what? How it is possible? Like that, another day, there was Kali Puja, the Deepavali day, and the king and his son, whole family, king's family, and also Kubera Mishra's family, Advaita Acharya's or Kamalakya's parents, they all together visited to that temple, Kali temple. So everyone was paid to obeisances. King was marking what is this boy is doing. Even Kubera Mishra paid obeisances to Kali and his mother, Labha Devi paid obeisances, but he marred that this Kamalakya is not paying obeisances. The king called him, why you are not paying obeisances to Mother Kali? The same answer he told, that because my master is, I am considered Krishna as my only master. By paying him obeisances, I am paying obeisances to everyone. He quoted the famous verse from Bhagavad Gita. From Srimad Bhagavatam Jathātaror Mula Nishichanena Trupyanti Tatskanda Bhujopasakha Prano Paharena Jathaindriyanam Tathaiva Sarvahana Achyutejya. By just worshipping Achyuta Krishna, by paying obeisances unto him, I am paying obeisances to everyone. I am satisfying all demigods, just like a tree nourished by simply putting water at the root. So when this Kamalakya was arguing with king was so Kubera Mishra, taking the side of king, he told Kamalakya, it's too much. You pay obeisances to Kali. So now Kamalakya told, okay, this is the order of my father. He is also one of my spiritual master. So when Kamalakya pay obeisances to Kali, immediately there is a huge sound. The big Kali deity just broken to pieces. Because she is the energy of the Lord Vishnu. How she could tolerate the obeisances of her own husband is not possible. So everyone was shouting, everyone running here, there. What happened? How this Kali's statue that get broken to pieces? Suddenly, everyone saw that Kamalakya is no more there. He just disappeared from there. So now Labha Devi and Kubera Mishra, they become very unhappy. Anyhow, they return back to their home at Navagram. But after about few years, one day, their worshipable deity Gopal came in dream to Kubera Mishra. He told, your son is in very safe position. He is in Santipur. He is studying there about the different branches of knowledge, six branches of Vedic knowledge. He is now, very soon, you will meet your son. Don't worry. So, seeing the after this dream, so now Kubera Mishra with his wife, they come directly to Santipur and they met Kamalakya there. Now they become happy. Now they started staying there in Santipur. And this way there is so many stories in his early lives how Kamalakya proved that he is not an ordinary living entity like us. When he was studying in his school of Vedanta Bhagis, he's a teacher, one time they're just traveling some way, there is a lake full of lotus flowers. But no one dare to enter that lake because there are so many snakes inside, just surrounding this lotus plants. So the teacher was telling Vedanta Bhagis, his teacher is telling how wonderful they look, this so many nice lotus flowers. If they someone can pluck these flowers, we can use this for decorating the deities or worshipping the deities. But unfortunately, no one can enter this lake because of so many thorns and also snakes inside. So Advaita, this Kamalakya told, O Gurudev, if you want, I can bring some flowers for you. Then teacher was telling, no, don't enter. But Advaita was just paying his obeisances to his guru, just walk on the leaves, top of the leaves, and just went and he collected flowers and gave to his teacher. Teacher, we told, you are not an ordinary person. You have some siddhi, or what happened? How you are walking on the just leaves of lotus plants? He told, no, I am simply a servant of Lord Sri Krishna. And by his mercy and by your mercy, you are my guru, everything is possible. After finishing his study, Advaita Acharya came back to Santipur and he stays there with his parents. And there is one Digvijay Pandit Shyamdas came, and he was very easily defeated by Advaita Acharya. He was a great Digvijay Pandit by mercy of Kashi Vishwanath. He was before worshipping Kashi Vishwanath. And he got the boon from Kashi Vishwanath that no one can defeat him in any debate. But now he was thinking, how it is possible? How I can get defeated by such only a Brahmana Pandit? Then in dream, Vishwanath came, he told, you are defeated by the person, he is not a human being. He is a combined incarnation of myself and Lord Vishnu. Don't worry. You surrender to him and become his disciple. So now Shyamdas also become his disciple. In this way, Advaita Acharya gradually become very famous as a Acharya, a Pandit. He opened schools and he started teaching the cult of Vaishnava philosophy, Vaishnavism. Before Mahaprabhu appeared, Advaita Acharya started teaching this Vaishnava philosophy. But in the meantime, his parents were disappeared, left this world, enter Nithyalila, Labha Devi and Kubera Mishra. So being separated from his parents, for time being, he started traveling different holy places. In course of his traveling, he came to also this Vrindavan. And here you have most of you know the Advaita Tila, the place. where Adita Acharya was staying in this Vrindavan. There is a banyan tree, Advaita Bhat. Still this tree is known as Advaita Bhat. He was staying there and he discovered this deity of Madan Mohan. First their name was Madan Mohan, then after they become, name become Madan Gopal. Madan Mohan. When he was staying here in dream, Krishna told him that I am here. I was worshipped by Kubja in Dwaparajug. So you may recover my deity and install me again in temple and worship me. In this way the conditioned souls can come to take my darshan and they get delivered. So Advaita Acharya was the first discovered this Madan Mohan deity. Then he was engaged in worshipping. One day the Muslim king sent some soldiers to destroy this, to break the temple and break the deities. So when they come, suddenly the Muslim soldier, they saw this deity was disappeared. He is not in the altar. So the news came to Advaita Acharya. He became very unhappy. When the pujaris and Advaita Acharya did not see the deity, Advaita Acharya praying to Madan Mohan, please, where are you? Please, again appeared in your altar. So in dream, the deity told, okay, I am already in the altar now. Because this Muslim soldiers came to destroy everything. So taking a very one finger size, I was just hiding myself in a rose flower. So from that day, his name became Madan Gopal. Before he was Madan Mohan, then his name also, one name became Madan Gopal. So in the meantime, there is a Advaita Acharya saw a dream that, oh Advaita, you have to return back to Navadip because Gauranga Mahaprabhu is already appeared. For whom you are waiting for a long time. You have to come back to peace and to take part in Sankirtan movement of Gauranga. You give this deity to Mathura, one person, his name is Parasuram Chube. You left the deity there and you take one Nitya Siddha, the painting of Krishna that is made by Lalita herself. Lalita presented that painting to Radharani. You get that painting from Sevakunj and go back to Navadip. In this way, Advaita Acharya gave the deity to Parasuram Chube and come back to Navadip. I'm telling very briefly because time is short. So anyhow, now Advaita Acharya came to Santipur. Then he was thinking how to he was seeing everywhere people are saktas and worshippers of different demigods. No one is worshipping Lord Sri Krishna or Vishnu. He became very morose. And he was telling, how can I deliver this conditioned souls? He was thinking it is only possible if Lord Sri Krishna himself appeared in this material world. And by his mercy only, by Krishna's mercy only, it is possible to deliver this conditioned souls. So he was thinking in this age of Kali, Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar, the Krishna is appearing in the form of his holy name. But how it is possible to bring him to incarnate as a personality to spread the Sankirtan movement himself? In this way, when he was thinking, he is taking the bhav also. Aniya Krishna re karum kirtana sanchara tabe se advaita nama safala amara. If I can bring Lord Sri Krishna personally to this material world and through him I can spread this Sankirtan movement everywhere, every town and village, then my name is Advaita, have some value or it will be successful. So in this way, he took the vow, I must bring Krishna down from his spiritual world from Goloka Vrindavan to this earthly planet. Now thinking like this, then you are thinking how it is possible. Then one verse from Gautamiya Tantra came to his knowledge. Tulasi dala matrena jalasya chuluke nava vikrinite tadatmanam bhaktabhya bhaktavatsala. Lord Sri Krishna or Lord Vishnu is very affectionate to his devotees. If a devotee with devotion offers Krishna some tulsi leaves and a palm full of water and worship him, then Lord Hari sells himself to that devotee. He purchased Krishna, the devotee purchased Krishna by this act of offering tulsi leaves and palm full of water. Seeing this verse, Advaita Acharya now decided to worship the Lord, as in this Kali Yuga he appeared as Shalagram. And this says, we are installing deities, but if you properly install the deities, chanting the mantras and pranapratishtha are all these functions, then it considered that this is worshipable. This deity is now installed and it is subject to worship, worshipable for us. But the Shalagram Shila itself is the Lord. There is no need of installing Shalagram Shila. It is himself Lord Vishnu. So thinking in this way, Advaita Acharya started worshipping Shalagram Shila with Ganga water and tulsi leaves. And he was shouting loudly for Krishna to take incarnation, calling him loudly. His Mahaprabhu himself declared that, he told to Srivas Thakur, Toro Uccha Sankirtane Nadara Hunkare Avatarilu Ami Purna Soparikare. Mahaprabhu told that it is due to the loud shouting of or loud calling of Advaita Acharya and also the loud kirtan of Srivas Thakur, he appeared in this material world. Though there is so many reasons how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this material world, there are internal causes and external causes. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gave these different causes, how internal causes, Radhaya, Pranaya, Madhuri, Kidriseva, Naiva, Teno, Adbhuta, Madhurima, Kidriseva, Madhya, Sokhyam, Chasya, Madhunu, Bhavata, Kidisam, Beti, Lobha. Three internal reasons that is Mahaprabhu appeared. But there is external reasons that Mahaprabhu appeared to spread this holy name, this Nama Sankirtan, Yuga Dharma, and also give the raga bhakti to everyone. Anarpita charing chirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpayitum unnata ujjvala rasang so bhakti sriyam hari purata sundara kadamba sandipitam sada hudaya skandare spurotava sachinandana. As Rupa Goswami composed this verse and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Mahaprabhu appeared to Anarpita, which is not given before, that is the pure devotional service or the raga bhakti to all the human beings. And this external reason is also to spread the Nam Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not gave this simply Nam, he gave the Prem Nam, it's called Prem Nam. Just like with chanting, there is some Vidhi Nam, chanting rounds. Hare Krishna, just to finish our rounds, that is Vidhi. 16 rounds we have to finish. But there is also affectionate chanting. Chanting is very affectionately, feeling, with some feeling. That is different. Someone is chanting very affectionately. He cannot give up chanting. Even after finishing his 16th round, then he even chants more. He will like to chant more and more and more. He will never be satisfied. I am not satisfied with his chanting. He will chant more and more and more. So Mahaprabhu came to give that Prem Naam, not the ordinary just Vidhi Naam. That is Mahaprabhu. That's why he told, Sakala Jagata Mare Kare Vidhi Bhakti, Vidhi Bhakti, Brajabhav Paite Nahi Sakti. There is no power of this, just in Vidhi chanting, to attend the Goloka. Unless one come to the platform of love, affectionate chanting. So, in this way Mahaprabhu was thinking, he is to appear. These are the external regions. But Vrindavan Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat is telling, only Advaita Acharya's prayer is the only reason that Mahaprabhu appeared. Actually, this is the immediate cause. There are so many causes how Mahaprabhu appeared. But this is the immediate cause how Mahaprabhu appeared. By the loud shouting of Advaita Acharya. He was crying. He was worshipping Sagram with tulsi leaves and Ganges water and loudly calling the Lord for appear. Like this, many years Advaita Acharya was worshipping Sagram and Tulsi. One day, that in the meantime, Gauranga Mahaprabhu already appeared as the son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachidevi. But he did not disclose that he is a Supreme Lord yet. Still, when he was a small boy, he has another elder brother, his name was Viswarup. Viswarup was coming to study in Acharya school, Advaita Acharya school. He has school in one school in Santipur, another school in Navadip, in Mayapur. Sometimes Mother Sachi sent Nimai, go and call your brother, elder brother, Viswarup, to come for prasad, take prasad. So Mahaprabhu was just simply, when a small boy, about 2-3 years old, he go to Advaita Acharya school, then he will look to Advaita Acharya in a side glance. Seeing this small boy, Nimai, Advaita Acharya became attracted to him. And he was thinking, how I am attracted to this boy? I am such a person, I never attracted to any other the worldly persons in this material world. So he was thinking, maybe, he was in doubt, maybe this is Krishna, appeared here. And Mahaprabhu just dragged his brother, Viswarup, holding his hand. Come, mother is calling. So in this way, many years passed away, Mahaprabhu did not disclose his identity yet. After he went to Gaya, then take initiation from Isurupuri and he come back. One day Advaita Acharya was worshipping. It was in Mayapur. He was worshipping his Salagram Shila with Ganges water and tulsi leaves. He yet did not started his worship, but he was in meditating on that day on Sri Krishna. But that day when he was meditating on Krishna, Krishna is not coming in his meditation. Who is coming? Nimai. Gauranga is coming in meditation. So what is this? Why this nutty boy coming in my meditation? Everyone knows this. Again he tries his best, but there is no Krishna is coming in his meditation. Only Gauranga is coming in meditation. Even he is trying to meditate some other dev, other forms of Vishnu, but whomever he is trying to meditate, only Gauranga is appearing in his meditation. So, in the meantime, Mahaprabhu came with Godadhar Pandit. He came from backside and standing in the back of Advaita Acharya, like sitting like worship, and Mahaprabhu and Godadhar, they came from the backside and standing there. So suddenly Advaita Acharya said, what happened today? I am looking everything, all the demigods, everyone just in praying to this nutty boy, this Gauranga, with folded hands. That is coming only in my meditation. Suddenly he looked back and he saw, who is standing there? Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nimai and Gadai, Gadadhar Pandit. Gadai and Gaur, they are standing there. So immediately now Advaita Acharya understood this boy is definitely my worshipable Lord, for whom I cry for many years with a loud shouting I was calling him. This person, this is the personality. Then from that day, whatever the ingredients he kept for worshipping the Salagram, he just moved back and took the Ganges water and started worshipping the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit was just looking like strange, what is going on? He's telling, oh, you are a old man, what you are doing? Why you are doing worshipping this young boy? Then Advaita, as I told, my worship is now finished. After few days, after few months, you could understand why I am worshipping this boy. Telling this, he just, after worshipping Mahaprabhu, his lotus feet, Mahaprabhu just standing, not telling anything. He was in abyss, just like in his Ishwara form. He is thinking I am now in his own form. And in this Advaita Acharya, after worshipping, Mahaprabhu immediately just pick up all his Shalagram Shila and everything in a box, then he just left to Santipur. He was in Mayapur, then he left to Santipur. He told, if this person is my Lord, then definitely he will call me back. Unless he call me back, I will not come back to Mayapur again. Thinking in this way, he went to Santipur. And he was in his house in Santipur and he stopped his worshipping Shalagram now. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that now everyone came to this Shiva Sangan for Sankirtan. Even Nityananda Prabhu also already came. All other associates came, but Advaita Acharya is not coming. One day in his abyss, he was sitting in the throne of Vishnu. And he was telling, he was shaking his head and telling, Nara, 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 Nara. Everyone tell you, who is Nara? He is calling Nara, Nara, Nara. He is Narayan. He is Advaita. He is not coming. Suddenly call Advaita Shiva's younger brother, Sriram Pandit. Sriram Pandit, he go immediately to Santipur and call this Nara Buddha. This Nara, this old man, immediately come to this place. And tell him he will bring his wife also, Sita, with him. So, hearing this, Ramaya Pandit went to Santipur. But before he telling anything to Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya told, oh, yeah, I know. My Lord send you to bring me there. So, in this way, after, they're very nicely described in Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Bhagavatam, 6th chapter. You can read detail. Very nice explanation. Then, anyhow, Advaita Acharya now get prepared to come to Shiva Sangan in Mayapur. All devotees, Mahaprabhu was in Aves as in his original Vishnu. He was in his Ishwara Bhava. And so Advaita Acharya thought, okay, I am coming. He took so many things for worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told his wife to take everything, all the aarti plates, all the ingredients and different foods to offer the Lord. Then they coming in the way, Advaita Acharya told, Ramaya Pandit, you go ahead. I am not going directly to Shiva Sangan to meet to Mahaprabhu. I am hiding in Nandana Acharya's house. If he is actually the Supreme Lord, he could understand that where I am, and he will call me. Call me again. So Ramaya Pandit was smiling, and this is the pastimes of both our Lord. He is also Mahaprabhu and he is also Advaita Acharya. He knows both. They both know each other, but still they perform some pastimes. Then when Ramaya Pandit alone came to Shiva Sangan, seeing Ramaya Pandit, immediately Mahaprabhu shouted, told Ramaya, oh, you came here to tell me that this Nara Buddha did not come. He was hiding himself in Nandana Acharya's house. Go and call him immediately to come here. So he again just went there in Nandana Acharya's house and informed that what happened. Mahaprabhu chastised him and come immediately, he told. So now Advaita Acharya came to Shiva Sangan. In the meantime, knowing the mind of Mahaprabhu, that the Advaita Acharya had a vow that if he is my Lord, then he will show me his opulence and he will put his head on my head and accepting as me as his servant. That was in his mind. So knowing the mind of the Supreme Lord, Gauranga Mahaprabhu also told, oh, this Nada Buddha want to see my Thakural. Thakural means my my opulence. Hearing this, Nityananda Prabhu immediately took an umbrella, just standing in right side of Mahaprabhu, and saw the umbrella on his head. And Gadadhar Pandit immediately took some betel nuts, tambula, to giving to Mahaprabhu. And many other devotees, Sivas Thakur, like other, so many devotees, they are just sit and at his lotus feet. Some are messaging his feet, some are standing and pray and offering different prayers to the Mahaprabhu. In the meantime, Advaita Acharya entered the room. And seeing Advaita Acharya was seeing that he is not Nimai Pandit. Who is sitting there? He is Krishna, with his flute. And he saw whatever he was thinking. In the opulence, there is Kadamba tree and Krishna was standing in his tree and he is playing his flute. He saw Gadadhar Pandit is playing the role of Radharani and he is Balaram, Nityananda. And everything he saw, whatever he was meditating every day, that form. Now he fainted and just fell down in the ground, Advaita Acharya. Then Mahaprabhu just make him woke up and told him to worship him. And Advaita Acharya and Sita Devi, they worship the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they performed varati. Then knowing the mind of Advaita Acharya, Mahaprabhu placed his feet on head of Advaita Acharya. So now all the devotees clapped their hands, they shouted loudly, everyone just running here, there and chanting loudly, Gauranga! Everyone was just shouting, Gauranga's name, running here, there, Advaita Acharya's crying, tears are flowing from his eyes. Now Advaita Acharya is thinking, my life is now become successful. In this way, Advaita and Mahaprabhu get together. Now, Nityananda Prabhu also, Advaita, they know each other. Nityananda Prabhu was laughing, standing and seeing this pastime, he was just laughing. There's so many joking pastimes between Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. So now Advaita Acharya also came to the Sankirtan party, and in this way his will get fulfilled. So many pastimes is not possible to speak within a few limited times. One time Advaita Acharya was thinking, because Mahaprabhu, after only that particular day, he just put his head on Advaita Acharya's head. After that, he always gave respect to Advaita Acharya. He was thinking, he was an elderly person, just like he was a friend of Jagannath Mishra, his father. So Mahaprabhu was also giving that respect, as if he is own father or an elderly person. Whenever Mahaprabhu saw Advaita Acharya paying obeisance and try to touch his feet, but Advaita Acharya did not like this. So one day he planned, I will go to Santipur and preach Yoga Vasishtha philosophy. That the knowledge is superior to bhakti. Then he will come and punish me. That was in his mind. So he came to Santipur, and many days he did not come to Mayapur to join the Sankirtan party of Mahaprabhu. Then he started preaching there in the school. He was preaching Yoga Vasishtha. So Mahaprabhu could understand what is Advaita Acharya is thinking. One day, taking Nityananda with him, he just ran from Mayapur to Santipur, about 40 kilometers. And he said that seeing that Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared, then Advaita Acharya was just more, he was just more started speaking loudly. This bhakti is useless without knowledge. Knowledge is everything. Imagine, he just started preaching like this. Mahaprabhu became very angry. But in this, seeing Mahaprabhu Gornita, there is Sita Thakurani pay obeisances, his son Achyutananda pay obeisances, Haridas Thakur pay obeisances, but Advaita Acharya just, you are Brahma, I am Brahma, who is paying obeisances to whom? Like this he started speaking. So immediately Mahaprabhu just caught hold of his hair, just drag him. And he just Sita Thakurani was just crying, oh, this old man, he will die. Oh, seeing this, the situation, Mahaprabhu become quiet. But he slap him, he put his feet again and again, he just kick him. What? If you are, you have to preach this Yoga Vasishtha and Mayavad philosophy, then why you? Why you compel me to come back from my abode? I was very nicely, comfortably sleeping there on the bed of Anantasesh. And you brought me here, and now you are starting preaching like this. Like this, Mahaprabhu just beating him. Then Advaita Acharya became very ecstatic. Now started dancing. Yes, now. Okay, my Lord. Now today you accepted me as if your servant. Today is very successful day for me. And now I am pleased, give me this boon. In future, you will never pay me respect again. You will treat me as you have treated me today. You should consider me as your servant. So knowing the purpose of Advaita Acharya, now Mahaprabhu he feels some little shame within. And in this way, there is always in Bengal, we'll see the people will shout together. Nitai Gaur Sitanath. And they take always Sitanath, include Sitanath with Gaur Nitai, because the three of them is Vishnu Tattva. Actually, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote in Chaitanya Charitamrita in Antelila that one time Jagadananda Pandit came to Mayapur. Then he met Advaita Acharya. Then Advaita Acharya wrote a very nice poem. Like three lines. Baula ku kahibu kahi achi. Baula. Baula ku kahibu hate nabikaya chaulo. Baula ku kahibu kaje nahika aulo. So Jagadananda Pandit was just reading this. What is this mean? Baula ku kahibu kahi achi baulo. One madman and speaking to another madman. His Baula is Advaita Acharya, one, he is telling, I am one madman, and also Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Gaura, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also another madman. Baula ku kahibu hate nabikaya chaula. In the market, there is no more, what? No person to purchase rice. Everyone has sufficient rice in with them. No one is there to purchase rice anymore. Baula ku kahibu kaje nahi kaulo. So this madman is telling to another madman. So there is no needs to stay here anymore. It's better to return back to our own abode. But Jagadananda could not understand this meaning of this three line. Then when he come back with this three line small letter he gave to Mahaprabhu, then Swarup Damodar Goswami took the letter, but he became very grave. He understood. Who? Swarup Damodar. He understood what is this meaning that Advaita Acharya wrote. Mahaprabhu wrote this line, he told, okay, just like there is some worshipper of some demigods or worshipper of God, sometimes they call them, the demigods, to come to this material world, they worship them very nicely. Then after some times, they ask them to return back to their abode. That is the mind of, who can understand the mind of Acharya? That means Mahaprabhu disclosed that. I appeared in this material world because of Advaita Acharya's calling. He called me, he worshipped me. And now his purpose is already fulfilled. Because that is the Advaita Acharya's get the special boon when he met Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asked Advaita, ask for some boon. Then Advaita Acharya just asked this boon. If you want to give me some boon, then give me that boon that you will spread the Sankirtan movement. All you will give this Krishna prem to everyone, to stri, to a woman, to a sudra, the working class peoples, to the javanas, mleshas, to everyone. You will give this, distribute this Krishna prem. That is the boon who asked. Advaita Acharya asked to Mahaprabhu. So that's why Mahaprabhu told, now his purpose is fulfilled. Now this Krishna Prem I have distributed everywhere. Now he is telling me, time has come to return back to your own abode. So that's why Advaita Acharya is also brought Mahaprabhu to this material world. Same time he also insist him. He gave the he wrote this stanza just for Mahaprabhu, so he can also disappear. So he also cause of his appearance, also cause of his disappearance. After receiving this Advaita's letter, after few days Mahaprabhu disappeared from this material world. So in this way, so many pastimes, but time is already over. So I am stop here. So any question? So many pastimes, people go on like many, many days. Eh? So anyhow, any question? So Advaita Acharya, Dayakara Sitapati, Advaita Gosai, Tabo Kripa Vale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. Without the mercy of Advaita Acharya, no one can achieve the lotus feet of Nityananda and Gauranga. Okay. Srila Advaita Acharya Parents Day ki jai. Srila Advaita Acharya ki jai. Srila Gaur Nitai ki jai. Nitai Gaur Sitanath Premanande Hari Hari Bol.